We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heels Sports Network. This is the Mac Brown Show on the Tar Heels Sports Network. The Mac Brown Show is presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Hello again. Great to be back with you after the bye week. It is the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel. Over there on the other side of the screen, I'll point the right way. There he is. It's the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. We're here for the next hour talking Carolina football. We're excited to be with you. We're going to look back, see how the Tar Heels handled this bye week. We'll take a quick peek back a couple weeks to the matchup with Miami. Look ahead to a great opportunity for the Tar Heels this weekend at Notre Dame in South Bend. Plus, we're going to answer some of your questions as well. So a lot to do. Coach, good to see you again and back into game week after the bye week. How did you handle this bye week with your team?
Really, Jones, we had a great week. Some of the older guys that were banged up and tired, a little sore, got some rest. We got to work a lot of the young guys, and we still got to work our team against Notre Dame some too, but you've been working on that game plan for a year, so
sure.
and played them last year. So open dates really more of a time to rest, work your young ones, and start preparing for Notre Dame, get a couple of extra days. It's interesting, though, that you have to be careful on open date. There are more injuries that occur in open date and preseason than any other time of the year. And I think it's the players relax and they think we don't have a game this weekend and they're not as focused. So we felt like we had a safe week, we had a really good week, and the future is so great for this program, not only in recruiting as we continue to have a tremendous recruiting year, but watching those young guys compete in practice was fun. When you're not beating people badly enough to let all of them play, it's tough. It's tough for morale, but also you don't get them ready as quickly. So we're still playing a lot of young guys, but there's a lot of great young guys that will have their opportunity in the spring, and that'll be fun to watch them.
Coach, when you say the young guys you got to see them more. Is that just practice reps? Were there scrimmages? How did you get a chance to see those guys compete?
We did a little bit of all. We have team periods that are like scrimmages with them. We had the young quarterbacks. They handle most of the week. Sam didn't practice a whole lot because we've got to get one of those two young quarterbacks ready to go if Sam leaves, and we feel like he will. So it was just a fun week to watch them. Some of the young receivers stepped up, young defensive backs. We've got a lot of people that will leave over the next 2 or 3 years, and somebody's got to take their place. So roster management's a little crazy now. Jones, after last year when they gave everybody an extra year across the board, it's kind of crazy to figure out how old they are, who's coming back, how many years are they coming back. Is he a six-year guy? Is he 38 years old? Is he 24-year-old sophomore? So it's just a little bit crazy everywhere. So that's also the reason we sat down in the bye week and had a very direct and open conversations with all of our players, because with roster management, you got to figure out how many can you sign, who's coming back, what's your team going to look like next year, what about the transfer portal on the other side with you getting a transfer or a grad transfer coming in. So it's a lot of moving parts this time of the year.
Coach, I was going to ask you about those conversations. You have been very upfront ever since you returned about how you're handling the transfer portal and things like that you're just going to be honest with your players, want them to be honest with you. How do those conversations go?
They went really well, Jones. You try to be as direct and honest with your players as you can. Every parent thinks their son should be starting, and every parent thinks their son will be an NFL player, and I got that. I mean, I got four kids, and I've got six grandkids, and all of them are going to star in something. I don't know for sure what it is yet, but they're all going to star in something. So that's fair. That's normal. But if someone asks you, am I projected as a starter in the spring, do you see my role changing if I'm a second or third team player? And you say, no, I don't, because we've recruited well at that position and we're looking at this, and that person wants to transfer, that's what the transfer portal's for. Now, in my era as a player and young coach, you stayed till the end of the year. And now, Jones, they're leaving, and I say, why would you leave now and not 5 weeks from now? And they're saying that I want to get a head start on where I'm going to go. I'd like to go visit some places, and I don't want to get hurt and lose my opportunity. So all that's fair. It's just it's a little bit crazy. I don't like the fact that we're allowing young people to have a bad day and quit. That's not healthy. That's not a good message. I do understand why, if someone wants to leave the team at midseason to find them a spot where they can play more, that's totally fair. So like Josh Henderson yesterday came in, said, Coach, I want to be a featured running back, and so I think I'm going to leave. I love Josh. He's a great person. He's done everything right. He's a tremendous student. He's got an outstanding family. But if he wants to play more at running back, I totally understand why he would leave, and we will try to help him any way we can.
Coach, just a couple more questions, then we'll take a break and talk a little more football. But how much self-scout does your staff do during this week? Do they take a close look kind of at the team itself?
Yes, we do it all year, but we actually, in some cases, have the defense look at the offense and vice versa, because they practice against each other every day and talk to them about who you think is playing well on your side of the ball in practice. But we do self-scout, and we have people that look at everything we do. We look at the tendencies. Obviously, we've gotten the ball more in the tight end's hands, the running back's hands, and Josh Downs' hands than we have the outside receivers. And last year we had Deami, and we had Bo Corrales to be those outside guys. So second part of the season here, we need to get the ball to the outside guys more, and there's only one ball. So when people say, you're not getting it to the tight ends, well, when you do, you're not getting it to somebody. So there's always somebody. And the key is to win, Jones, just like the Miami game. I had people come up, and I hate this when people say a win's a win. It really is, but you don't have to tell me. And I will never apologize for a win. Now, we did some great things in the Miami game. In all three phases, we got better. We did some awful things that we got to get fixed. That's the way it's going to be with every college football game. I sat and watched them for hours this weekend. And it's a shame in our society right now that you have two teams that play so long and so hard. We beat Miami with 6 seconds left. And everybody's mad at Miami. Those kids played great. They came back. It was a great college football game. So it's so bad that, and now we've even got people that are mad when you win. So it's, I guess it's an outlet for frustration and anger sometime, but I'll never apologize for a win.
Coach, I was going to ask you, so you did get a chance to watch some football this weekend.
Saturday, I got up early. I had my pregame meal. I watched every team that we play or recruit against. I watched big games and great games, and it's really interesting how much you can learn after 47 years or whatever I've been coaching, just sitting there watching, but poor clock management or how would you do this differently. And it's on the sideline, you can see how confusing it gets and how little time you get. As a fan, which I was Saturday, I understand you're sitting there and you're saying after 5 minutes after it happened, boy, that was stupid. He shouldn't have done that. Well, he had 10 seconds to make that decision.
Right.
And he had 120 people on the sideline with them all running around. So, but it's really healthy to sit back and just watch. I made notes all weekend. The coaches were tired of me texting them saying, did you see the yes, it was a profitable weekend for me. And I love that. One of the things I love most in my life is sitting and watching college football on Saturday.
Plus, there was a 9 overtime game. Carolina thought it had a long one with 6 overtimes. Now we have one with 9 overtimes.
And I saw all 9, so I was sitting there looking at it, wondering if that new rule's good.
That's right. Wonder how long that one's going to stick around after that. All right, we will take a little bit of a closer look at that Miami game. It was 2 weeks ago, but want to get some of Coach's thoughts on what happened in that matchup with the Hurricanes. We have some great questions from Tar Heel fans that we're going to get to. Preview the matchup with Notre Dame as well. So a ton to do. Stay put. We're back with more after this. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allura Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allura Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. And as a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of teen-involved crashes per year in North Carolina are the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to get back to our conversation with Mac Brown in just a moment, but we need to check in on our UNC Health Champion of the Gridiron. This is where we take a look at statistical champions from the previous game, and it's all brought to you by UNC Health. Dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game and at your very best. Their website is unchealthcare.org/sports. That's unchealthcare.org/sports. So let's go back to a couple weeks ago in that matchup against Miami, and no big surprise who had the biggest day offensively for the Tar Heels. It was Josh Downs again, 11 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown for Downs. He was named the ACC Receiver of the Week after that performance. Also, Ty Chandler with a big game. He went over 100 yards for the second time this season with 104 yards rushing, two touchdowns, had a 51-yard score early in the ball game. Sam Howell, not a big day passing for him, just 154 yards, but he did have two touchdowns and was very effective with his legs, rushing for 98 yards and two scores. And if you take away sack yardage, Howell was actually over 120 yards rushing in the game. So those some of the offensive standouts for Carolina. On the defensive side, what a big game for Cedric Gray. He had six tackles and two interceptions, including the game winner with 6 seconds to go. That play was aided by Jeremiah Gimmel, who led the team with nine tackles. One of them was for loss and had two PBUs. That's a pass broken up, including, of course, the one on the final play on the tip that Cedric Gray eventually had the interception. Just a couple of other standouts. Tamon Fox had two tackles for loss and a sack, as did Miles Murphy. In this one, Cameron Kelly with an interception for the Tar Heels as well. So those, just a couple of the statistical standouts, are UNC Health statistical champions from the game against Miami. Okay, let's actually talk a little bit more about that game with the head coach of the Tar Heels. Welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for being here. It's the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel. And last time we saw the Tar Heels on the field, it was October 16th in Keenan Stadium, that victory over Miami. And, Coach, a dramatic win to be sure. 45-42, the final score, and big play at the end. It was Jeremiah Gimmel tipping a pass. Cedric Gray, after that thing pinballed around and crowd surfed on some players, Cedric Gray eventually gets the interception, seals the victory with just 6 seconds to go. Terrific win for your team, and a dramatic one as well.
It was, Jones. Jeremiah Gimmel is a great defensive call by Jay Bateman. Gimmel tips the ball, and then you've got Javari Ritzy, and he's in there fighting for it. You've got Kevin Hester on his back on the ground that's trying to wait till it gets there. And thank goodness Ced Gray caught it in the air. It just exactly like the Duke win a few years ago. And it seemed like it took an hour and a half from that ball being tipped for somebody to catch it. And then I'm standing there afterwards making sure there's no flags and making sure that he did catch it and that we're not going to have a review, because modern day we review everything. A great win for us, and a game that we could have won by 21 points, but these guys came back and had Virginia beat and missed a field goal. They came back this weekend and beat NC State the same way. So Miami's a good team.
Yeah,
they've got a lot of good players, and just glad that our players found a way to win after the adversity we had leading up to the close finish.
Coach, you've talked about your desire to have all phases playing well together. It felt like that first 30 minutes was as close as you've gotten, with the offense playing well, defense played pretty well, had a key moment or two in special teams as well. Felt like a really good 30 minutes from your team.
It was, Jones, and it's a positive thought for the future. It's there. We've just got to do it all the time. And I did think we gave up points right before the half, which kind of let them steamroll the third quarter. We've been playing poorly in the second quarter. So we outscore Miami 17-7, and then they come back and do the same with us in the third quarter. So, again, give them credit. They'd had a tough loss a couple of weeks before to Virginia the last time they'd played. They had 16 days to prepare for us. They were fresh. They were excited. They were angry over last year's game. I mean, it was a lot of boxes.
Yep.
You can check for that one. But proud of our guys that they hung in there and they found a chance to win. We ran for 228 yards, excuse me, which is really good. Sam played well. So I felt like there's a lot of good things. We had to keep them on the goal line when they got off. They're at the -3 and they're 3rd and 10. and they get off. We had a chance to, Don Chapman had a ball in his hands, interception. Any of those things kill the game, and we win by 10 to 21 points, but we just didn't make those plays. Thank goodness we made the most important one, and that was the last one.
Coach, you mentioned Sam Howell not practicing a ton this past week. You, of course, know what Sam's capable of at this point, and another impressive performance by him in this game against Miami, particularly running the football and some really physical runs that Sam made, which helps your team with a big victory.
Yes, the biggest change of our offense is when we lost the two great backs last year that are doing really, really well in the NFL. We're seeing Ty Chandler step up. He had 100 yards rushing, had a 51-yard yep. run. We're seeing DJ Jones get better each week, but we haven't had that extra runner in the backfield in Sam Howell. And for him to be able to be just another part of our game plan makes people have to stop him. We've always said to our defense, boy, we don't stop the quarterback run well. Nobody does. He's an extra player. He's a plus one. And we're starting to take advantage of that more now that we do have some backup quarterbacks, and Sam's stronger, and he's doing a better job of getting down. And people are taking cheap shots at him, and they're trying to hurt him, but he's tough. And he's smart, and I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, his toughness certainly on display in that matchup against Miami. Also, just a tip of the cap, big sequence right before halftime. Cameron Kelly had an interception. Grayson Atkins knocked in a 48-yard field goal. So there were those little moments throughout the entire game that helped Carolina come up with that 45-42 win. Okay, we're going to take a timeout, come back, start getting to some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. That's coming up after this on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
It's bow time. So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. It's bow time.
Whether it's 12 miles to the Pee Wee football comeback of a lifetime, 80 miles to your first hole-in-one, or more like 8 shots to the first hole, whether it's 240 back road miles to sleeping under the stars, or just a few blocks to the grocery store, Marathon has the fuel to keep your engine running at peak performance. Because you never know where life is going to take you. For quality fuel through every mile, fill up at Marathon.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Think about the last time you moved. Remember how you said you'd never do it alone again? We know moving is tough, but at Two Men in a Truck, we make it easy. We're the movers who care, and we'll prove it with our 96% referral rate and courteous background-checked movers. We are local and affordable. When you're ready, give us a call or find us online for a free estimate at twomeninatruck.com. For home and business moving, call the movers who care. Two Men in a Truck. Tar Heel supporters serving the Triangle for 15 years.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes. The blitz is on, and Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We'll be rejoined by Coach Brown in just a moment, but wanted to check in on some other sports around Chapel Hill. Of course, Carolina football not in action this past weekend, but plenty of other teams were. That includes volleyball. Big wins back-to-back this past week. One over NC State, 3-1, and then a 3-0 sweep of Duke on Friday. Second time the Tar Heels have swept the Blue Devils this year. Four of the last five matches, in fact, for Carolina have been sweeps and victories. Heels hit the road this weekend. They'll be at Georgia Tech on Friday and then at Clemson on Sunday. Tar Heels have won six consecutive matches in league play after dropping their first four to start the year. Field hockey lost in overtime to Louisville 3-2. The winner came just 5 seconds remaining in overtime. Final regular season game of the year is this Friday. That is at Virginia. Field hockey ranked number 10 in the nation. Women's soccer beat number 15 Notre Dame 2-1 in overtime on Sunday. Avery Patterson had the game winner for the Tar Heels, and it was a big one because it was victory number 900 for Anson Dorrance, also for Carolina's women's soccer team in total. Both of those are NCAA records. Earlier in the week, Carolina had tied number one Florida State. That was on Thursday, 2-2. Carolina's third tie in ACC play. Men's soccer beat number 13 Virginia Tech 2-0. That was on Sunday. Alec Smear with the shutout in goal. That was his ninth of the year. In fact, all nine wins for Carolina this season have been shutouts. Senior day and the regular season finale coming up on Friday against Notre Dame. That's at 4:30. Also, pretty cool event going on down in Wilmington. It is the Williams Cup Men's Golf hosting that, and the Williams there is for Coach Williams, Roy and Wanda Williams being honored, and that event concludes, just started today, and will conclude tomorrow. So a lot of stuff going on around Carolina athletics. Let's get back to our conversation with Coach Brown on his show. It's the Mac Brown Show. Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We are brought to you by Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. For 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition in Chapel Hill. Handcrafted beer, great food and atmosphere. It is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. Let's get to some of your questions for the head coach of the Heels. A reminder, we take them every single week. You can send us an email, asktheheels@gmail.com is that email address, or you can send a tweet right to me, and we'll gather as many of those as we can. Coach and I tackle those every single week. Coach, we had, and you mentioned recruiting in the opening segment, we had a lot of questions about recruiting. A reminder that Coach can't talk about specific recruits, but Coach, just in general, boy, recruiting seems to be going well this offseason. Has gone well for several years, but really picking up some momentum this year. And basically the gist of a lot of these questions is, what is it that's going so well? What is working so well on the recruiting trail for you guys right now?
It's a great question, Jones. Number one, we have a great product. Number two, we have a footprint from like D.C. to Atlanta. So we're staying in our area most of the time. Every now and then we'll see an elite academic person outside of our footprint that would like to come, and then we recruit them. But most of the time, you're recruiting guys that grew up watching Carolina and being around us and love to get in our school. And then we hired an outstanding recruiting staff for this footprint. Mm-hmm. If you go back and study them, most of the guys have got history with high school coaches, with the especially Virginia, North Carolina and Georgia, where a lot of our players come from, and they see that we're getting better. To be in the Orange Bowl in the second year, we've had our struggles some this year, but they can see a lot of great young players that are coming, and they want to be part of something special here at Carolina. So, we're not through yet. We've still got some guys we're recruiting out there that are great players that we can have. And I saw the other day, I think we moved up to in the top 10 in recruiting nationally, but per player, we're like fourth or fifth.
Right.
And that's the most important thing, because we're not signing a lot of guys because we don't have a lot of guys leave. So we can't sign our 25 every year. Last year we signed 18, and we'll probably be very similar to that this year.
Coach, our next question is
around recruiting as well, and it's going to be our refuel question of the night. Our winner is going to receive a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Refuel. Fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, and high-performance gasoline. Refuel is fresh-made convenience. And, Coach, it comes from Mary Mercer. And Mary wanted to know, in general, do you know of a recruit's commitment before they have their public announcement, or are you waiting with bated breath like Tar Heel fans out there watching these announcements when you're hoping to get a commitment?
Mary, not always. It's a great question, but 99% of the time they have called you and told you because they want to make sure that you're still going to take them, they can still get in school. So some will call and tell the schools, tell us that they're not coming.
Right.
And some are just worried that when they tell somebody they're not coming, they're going to tell the recruiting services, and they want it to be a surprise at their announcement, which is fair. But the large majority of the time, we know. It may be an hour before. It may be 3 weeks before. But most of the time, I will at least know. They may not tell the assistant coach because they're afraid he'll be too excited and tell it. But most of the time, they will call me and tell me that they're coming or they're not.
I have to imagine those are pretty fun phone calls to receive.
Well, they really are. And I should have said it this way. If they're not coming, they call the assistant coach because they don't want to talk to me. If they are coming, they usually call me. But it is. It's you're an extension of that new family. And that's our hope for the future. And when you get a guy, yeah, you don't know. Nobody was as excited about Cedric Gray as they were some other guys, and Cedric Gray is one of our best players. So you never know what's going to happen with a young person. And all you can do is try to evaluate the best you can and not worry about who else is recruiting him, because we've been doing this a long time. And then when one gets here, some go faster than others. We've got to find out what they do best and try to get them in a position. You got to remember, we redshirted Dre Bly, we redshirted Greg Ellis, we redshirted Brian Simmons. I mean, there were a lot of guys that didn't play until their second year, and now we've got some people griping about guys that are playing now. They leave earlier now than they did back in. So usually after 3 years, a guy that's an NFL guy is probably going to leave. Right. So redshirting is not as prevalent, but I am excited about the future of our program. I think it's one of the reasons too, Jones and Mary, that everybody plays so hard against us. They know we're about to get good. So they're
get their licks in now.
They are tired of listening to how well we're recruiting.
Coach, when it's the other way, when it's a call that someone is not coming to your school, is it hard not to take that personally? I mean, because you have worked so hard to build the relationship and there is so much time and effort invested in every one of these recruitments.
Yes, it is, but you got to be fair to the family. It's just like the transfer portal. When people decide to change jobs, that's their choice. When people decide to quit the team, that's their choice. And we live in a country that you get to make your own choices. So when we pitched this family our recruiting pitch and they don't want to come, that's their choice. And one of the things I've really tried to do in recruiting is look through the eyes of that family and see if I was them, would I want to come? And there's some guys that our guys offer, and I said, you can offer them. They're not coming. Right. And they'll say, why wouldn't they come? And I said, here are the reasons I see. I wouldn't come if I was them. And then in the end, they usually don't come, and because that's what we've got to do. And we offer very few people. Right. We've probably lost 10 guys this year, and we're going to sign 18. So we don't offer the 150. We don't herd recruit. But I never take it personal. I don't like it if a family insinuates to us they're coming and leads us up to the end and then had no interest in coming. I don't like that, because if we're being honest with the family, they should be honest with us. But I have absolutely no problem with someone choosing to go somewhere else.
Coach, this question comes from Herb. Herb sent this one in and said, in looking at conference games scheduled, the Tar Heels have already played 6 conference games at this point. There are some teams that have only played 2 conference games at this point. Herb wondered, how much control do individual schools have in their schedule, or is it mostly driven by television and popularity as far as how things are scheduled out?
Number two, Herb. we have absolutely no control, or I wouldn't have gone to Blacksburg losing 4,200 yards of offense in an opening ball game. No, it's all done by TV. It's all done by the conference office. And they all figure out, I had 5 years of it, they all try to figure out what will be the best game to get people to watch at a certain time of the year. And that's why Florida State and Notre Dame opened up, and that's why we opened up with Virginia Tech, and that's why Miami opened up with Alabama. None of those worked out for half of us. Right. So that's just what it is. And that's not gonna change, Herb, but it'll probably get more that way in the future. Because everybody's demanding so much money for their programs. And to be fair, if TV is going to pay a lot of money for your league games need to get better. So the league has to present great games for TV to pay. So, and I think we'll all see, we'll start playing more conference games in the future the same way, instead of playing the easier out-of-conference opponent, I think, for TV revenue. If they're going to jack up the pay, then we're going to jack up the games.
Yep. Already seen that on the basketball side with 20 conference games now every season on the ACC basketball slate. It is an odd breakdown for Carolina this year. The final five games, three of them are non-conference, although one against Notre Dame and one against Wake Forest are non-conference games. So certainly some unique twists to what Carolina has schedule-wise this year. All right, let's take a break, come back. After this timeout, you're going to hear a bit of an interview with Ryan Switzer, one of the best receivers in Carolina history. Ryan was, in fact, back a couple weeks ago, talked to the team before the Duke matchup that particular weekend. Adam Lucas and I had a chance to catch up with Ryan. You'll hear from some of that. Then Coach will be back with us in a couple minutes to answer some more questions. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
She gets her soccer skills from her mom, her sense of humor from her dad, and her drugs from her home medicine cabinet. Over half of misused medication comes from family and friends. Talk to your children about the dangers of prescription drug misuse. Secure your medication, take regular inventory to ensure nothing is missing, and properly dispose of expired or unused medication. Be aware. Don't share. Lock your meds.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Carolina family. This is head football coach Mac Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no offseason. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. Going to let you listen to a little bit of an interview Adam Lucas and I had with Ryan Switzer, all-time Carolina great at the wide receiver position. Ryan was in town for the Duke game a couple of weeks ago, and Adam and I had a chance to speak with him. This was on the Carolina Insider podcast. Here's a bit of that conversation with Ryan Switzer. What is professional football life like, and is it what you thought it would be like?
It's crazy to hear, you know, like old grizzled veteran. I mean, I'm going to be 27.
Woo, it's all downhill from there, yeah, Ryan, trust
27.
Me.
Like, I stopped counting birthdays after 21, essentially. So, and it's just like 5 years has gone by just like that. Yep. I mean, I'm 5 years vested in the NFL, and it feels like yesterday when I was just getting that phone call. And, I mean, especially kind of the way my career has transpired thus far, with, you know, three different teams, you know, trades and releasing and IR. I mean, it just makes it go by that much faster. So, obviously, I still think I have a lot of ball left in me. I've got to get healthy. That's the number one priority. And I was doing – that's the crappy thing about kind of the situation is just having such a phenomenal camp. I felt really well physically and liked where I was with Cleveland. And then that the ankle happened, and that was something that, you know, was a little bit of a setback. But, you know, I feel like I didn't have any expectations as to how my career was going to go in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it was just so large of a business and so new, and just, you know, after that first year of being upended and traded, everything else was kind of just like, okay, just go with the flow. You know what I mean? So, like, I didn't have any expectations. I feel like, to be honest, my feet really haven't kind of got sunk in to an organization. But, I mean, I've definitely learned a ton. I'm much more seasoned in the game of life, you know, with the 5 years that I've gone through. So, we'll see. Hopefully the next 5 years are a little more stable.
You've always seemed like a confident dude to me. Does that league shake your confidence? Can it shake your confidence? I don't just mean you individually, but I mean, can it shake your confidence?
No, it definitely can, and it definitely has shaken mine. I think when there's so much surrounding the game of football like there is in the NFL, and there's so many business and political agendas that don't have to do with the game itself, it would be, you know, unhuman for things like that not to creep in. And I think that first trade that I went through with Dallas, it being such a surprise. I mean, Gabby and I were on the way to the mall on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, we had literally just purchased. We were in the 7 days of, what do they call it, of purchasing a home, you know, in Dallas. Like, we were dropping our roots because I had a great rookie year. I was all pro as a rookie. So we were thinking, okay, like, this is it. And I was also the young, naive 22-year-old thinking, hey, I signed 4 years. This is what I'm getting.
Right.
So I think when that happened, when that initial trade happened, everything just kind of felt like, you know, we were running. And it's kind of felt like we were running, you know, since then. We got a little bit of stability with the Steelers. We enjoyed our time there. And then obviously kind of got shell-shocked and blindsided by getting released at the end of training camp and then getting picked up with Cleveland. So it's been a mental warfare because I've never been introduced to anything, you know, of that nature. Like, if we look back at my time at Carolina, like, I mean, you couldn't have scripted a better career for somebody, in my opinion. I mean, God just had his hands on my whole 4 years. I never missed a game. I was never hurt. Sure, I went through some offensive coordinator changes, but they never affected me. I had one position coach my entire time I was here. So I felt like the adversity and the, you know, the ups and the downs, at least, at my time at Carolina were very, very limited. And I feel like the 5 years that I've been in the league have been the complete opposite, if that makes sense.
You're somebody who always seems to have so much fun playing. Does seeing so much of the business side of it the past 5 years, how does that change whether or not you still have fun doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a balance that you have to reach mentally. I mean, you can't come in and not understand or not want to accept that there is a business side to the game of football when you're in the NFL. You can't not accept it because it exists. And I think when you accept it, like I finally, you know, going into my third year, I was just like, okay, you know, like this is how it is. Like I've got to just go out, control what I can control as a player, and try not to let all of this stuff ruin the game of football for me. And, you know, it's easier said than done, because especially for the guys who are the 47 through 53 guy on the roster who are on 1 year deals or not guaranteed, like it's more of a business for them. You know what I mean? Like it's less of a business for the guys who are vested, who have got guaranteed money, who have kind of, you know, made their mark. And I think as a player, and especially a younger guy, it can throw you off a little bit, because it's very new and it's very real in a sense.
The full interview with Ryan was on the October 15th edition of the Carolina Insider. Back with more on the Mac Brown Show after this from Learfield.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Great teams require a mix of solid fundamentals and that little something special. You'll find that winning combination with UNC football and at Refuel Markets. You can count on Refuel for those last-minute needs like eggs and milk. And you'll also find the snacks and drinks you need to turn an ordinary gathering into something special. As an official sponsor of UNC football, we hope you'll visit any of our locations throughout the Triangle to enjoy a unique experience on your game days and your work days.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mac Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
It's bow time. So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. It's bow time.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We will be rejoined by the head coach of the Tar Heels in just a moment. The show brought to you by Top of the Hill. For 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition. Handcrafted beer, great food, and atmosphere. It is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. Also brought to you in part by Geico. And want to know what's really scary this Halloween season? seeing just how much you could have been saving by switching to Geico. They make it easy to bundle your home, car, boat, cycle, or RV insurance and save even more. Don't even need a fortune teller for that one. Visit geico.com to see if saving money is in your future. Happy Geico Ween. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Coach Brown. We'll have the Hall of Fame head coach answer a few more of your questions right here on his show, The Mac Brown Show. Back with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. It's his show. We're here every Monday night through the football season at 7 o'clock. Appreciate you so much joining us, no matter how you're listening or maybe watching us this evening. Coach, let's get to some more questions. And again, a reminder, asktheheels@gmail.com is the email address, or you can send a tweet right to me. We tackle a bunch of these every single show. We're also going to take a look at Notre Dame coming up in just a second. Coach, let's get to some more questions, though. We'll start with Chuck. Chuck Bryson is this gentleman's name, and Chuck sent in this. He was talking about teachers and how big a difference he feels like teachers and coaches make for people every single day. And Chuck wanted to know if there was a particular, maybe a high school teacher or a coach or somebody along the line that you would look back and give a big thank you to, and why.
Chuck, absolutely. David Bucky Pitts was my high school football coach, and he was a teacher for us. And he was amazing. He made us grow up. He taught us to be tough. He made sure that we acted right and we were very disciplined. He's not doing well right now, so thank you for asking. And I'll ask everybody to keep their thoughts and prayers with Coach Pitts because he's struggling. But he changed a lot of lives, and he had a huge influence on mine.
Coach, this question is from Brian, and kind of about that coach role as well, but this one directed more to you. He said, as both a coach and possibly a father figure to some of these players, Brian wanted to know, do players come to you often with questions and problems away from the football field? And how do you try to guide them when you get a question like that that maybe doesn't have anything to do with football?
Brian, it's another great question. And one of the main reasons I came back was to help mentor young people. So I love the fact when they will come and see me about something they're struggling with, or maybe a decision about their life, or it may even be the transfer portal. And I try to be very, very honest with them at all times. And it's really interesting. I was thinking about over the weekend with people wanting to fire this coach and fire that coach. And coaches don't get into being fired. The reason you need to win is obviously you fill the stands and you make money for your athletics department. But you can't have the same influence on the guys unless you win. Mm. They want to listen to you more when you win. You've got their attention more across the board when you win. And at the same time, you are sitting there where you get fired if you lose, or coaches hate losing. It's miserable. So you end up quitting your job to go do something else, and you can't influence the kids. So as I was thinking about kind of recharging for the last five games here, why am I back? What am I doing? That was the number one thing. And thank you for asking, Brian, but I thought I came back to influence these young people. That's all I came back for. And have some fun doing that. And to do that, we've got to win. But I'm really, really proud of these young people. I'm proud of guys that play college sports in general, but college football specifically, because that's what I'm involved with. Our guys work so hard, and they've acted right. They've stayed out of trouble. They've done everything right. And I'm so proud of our 2.5 years with them, and wouldn't give that experience back for anything.
Coach, we'll close out our segment with questions here from Rich with a more football-heavy question. Rich wanted to know, what were some particular areas that you guys wanted to focus on during the bye week, some specific areas of improvement that you thought were really important during this week of work?
Oh, Rich, one was penalties. We were doing so well, and then the last couple of weeks we've dropped off, even though I will say that we sent a number of penalties in to the conference office, and not all of the ones that we had were legit. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
And secondly, we want to continue to run the ball better. And when you do, your protection's good. When you're not running it, you can't protect. and getting the ball out of Sam's hands fast. We've talked about that a lot. And on defense, I think probably the most important thing is situations. We had opportunities in the fourth quarter offensively to keep the ball, kill the clock, and score, and we didn't do that well. Score 45 points. Alabama scored 44 against them. I mean, it should have been a wonderful day, but because of two series, we didn't finish the game well offensively. Defensively, the same thing. You got three turnovers. You stopped a fourth down play, but you gave up a fourth and 10, and you gave up three third and seven or more. So play better situation football. And I think that'll get us where we need to go.
Great stuff, Coach. Thank you, and thank everybody for their questions as well. We'll do that through our final couple of weeks, of course, with Coach, and encourage you to send in those questions. We enjoy answering them every single week. We are going to answer some questions, or at least Coach is. I'm going to ask him about Notre Dame when we come back to wrap things up. Carolina heading up to South Bend for a 7:30 kick on Saturday night. We'll tackle the Irish when we return to finish things up on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. Visit your local dealer or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Carolina family, this is head football coach Mac Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no off-season. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Coming off the bye week, Tar Heels will be on the road this Saturday night. It is 7:30 Eastern time. South Bend's in the Eastern time zone, too. So if you're coming to the game, don't forget that. Carolina and Notre Dame in South Bend. And Coach, per usual, Irish high-quality team entering this one. They're 6-1, multi-score victory over USC this past weekend. A terrific opportunity for your team on the road against a really good opponent.
It is, Jones. We've got 5 games left. 4 ranked opponents, yeah. So we'll have to upset somebody every week to get where we want to go. And 3 of those on the road, we hadn't played very well. And then Notre Dame, led by Brian Kelly, who just broke Newt Rockne's record for all-time wins at Notre Dame. Congratulations to him. They're 27-1 the last 28 games at home. Cincinnati beat them a few weeks ago. They have the longest winning record against unranked teams So it'll be a fight. Should be fun. It's a fun challenge, and they were more physical than us in the second half, especially the fourth quarter last year. We had an even ball game at halftime, and they just beat us down. They've got a lot of older players. They do it right. They've got smart young people. They're well coached. They're not going to make many mistakes. So this will be a great test for us, and a great opportunity for us to show we're growing up and we're handling adversity better.
Coach, they force a lot of turnovers. They're top 10 in the nation in turnovers forced. What do they do well defensively that has put them in position to make some big plays like that? Well,
number one, they got really good players.
That always helps.
And that's a good place to start. Secondly, they're very multiple, so they're going to move. They're going to blitz, especially on third down. They're going to come after you. And because of that, they're big, they're strong. They stop the run on first and second down and get after that quarterback. So we'll have to do a tremendous job of protecting.
And they have one of the better players in the nation in Kyle Hamilton at the safety position, a terrific player there on the back end. Coach, last thing, they have a lot of similar pieces to the team that Carolina saw last year. Big change, though, offensively. Of course, the veteran and terrific quarterback Ian Book moved on after last season. Wisconsin transfer Jack Cohn, now the starter at QB. What does he bring to the Irish on the offensive side of the ball?
He brings a lot of wins. He brings experience, and that's what he does. He settles them down. Brian was talking the other day about he plays much better in tempo because that's what they become. Because normally they're a slow it down, take their time, be very deliberate, control the game with time of possession. But he's been up tempo. He runs well enough, but is very accurate as a thrower, and he can put it in really tight spots. So I've been very impressed with him. When they were without Ian Book, I said, great. I'm so tired of watching Ian Book run him down the field. The forward pass he threw on third down and 8 against us to his tight end for the first down. Those tight plays, we couldn't tackle him. We couldn't stop him. And then I look up, and now Cone's playing really, really well. So good for them. It's Notre Dame. They're always going to be good. We played them last year here. We're playing them up there this weekend, and we've got them back here early in the season next year. So
right.
We're fortunate to be able to have a 3-game series with one of the better programs in the country.
Again, it is 7:30 on Saturday night. We'll be on the air radio-wise for you at 6:30 to get you ready for Carolina and Notre Dame, 22nd all-time meeting between the Tar Heels and the Irish. Coach, great to be back with you again this week. Looking forward to this final push through the regular season, and also looking forward to talking with you again next week here on the show.
Well, thank you, Jones, and thanks for everybody tuning in tonight. We'll see you on Saturday.
Listening to the Mac Brown Show. Tonight's show has been presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.